need to talk.
Grayson?
What you saw today. I know it was challenging.
Grayson, this isn't you. What is wrong with you, man? Is this what you're hunting us for? Is this why you got Sadie?
Hunting? Please, Whit. That's a little dramatic. I really needed to talk to you, but you won't hear me out. I've sent employees to try to set up a meeting, if that's what you're referring to. The things we've discovered, Whit. I need your mind. I need you by my side again. Please.
My mind. Yeah, I bet. I miss you, Grayson. I wish there was something I could say that I thought would change your mind about all of this, but I don't think it's that easy, is it? So I'm not even going to try. But I will say this. I'm not going to help you, Grayson. You've got to realize that. And after seeing what you've done and what you're doing, I don't think that I can do anything but work against you. What are you doing, man? Tell me what justification you could possibly have for keeping people imprisoned in fucking jars.
We've learned things, Wynn. Incredible things. And I think I'll be able to start applying that knowledge in a real practical sense. I think I can help a lot of people with what I've learned. Maybe every human on Earth.
Yeah, right. I'm hanging up now, Grayson. I'm out of verse point, so don't bother sending your squad after me. We're just going to drop out the second we hear something.
I miss you too, Wynn. No squad, I promise. I hope you'll talk with me, though. My number's the same if you decide to reach out. I wish you'd hear me out before making up your mind, but I realize I can't force you. Talk to me, Wynn. At least hear my side. I'm still your friend.
Goodbye, Grayson. Shit. You know what terrifies me is that I might actually believe him. No, not that he's got a good reason to imprison people, but that'd be leaving us alone, at least for now. Anyway, let's get some rest. I'm exhausted. We stayed in the hotel for a few days, getting to know each other a little better. I was guiding you through the process of using your growing abilities. Only 3 days had passed since we'd met, but I felt like I knew you like I knew myself. We were alike in a lot of ways, and you reminded me of Sadie, which made sense, I guess. We had picked up some old electronics at a pawn shop around the corner, and we were using it to practice. Okay, let me plug it in and try to channel the electric current from the cord into the tape recorder. Yeah, good. You're natural. Okay, now here's where things get a little complicated. If you can imagine what each button does, you can activate different parts of a device by directing the current to those connections. And there you go. Nice.
If you can imagine
what funny.
You can activate different parts of a device by directing the current.
Okay, show off. Pour some more current into it now. You can feel the pressure, right? Like there's too much going in. Yeah, push a little more. There you go. That's electric currents. God, you are really good at this. So now you can go around bringing people into dark basements and blowing up light bulbs above their heads to convince them to follow you into their own personal universe. Okay, so obviously there are other kinds of currents. Follow me into the bathroom here. See if you can pull the water out of the tap by forcing the current. Yeah, okay. It took me months to be able to do that. So anyway, try to reverse the current and make it flow back. There. Wow. Maybe you should be teaching me. I can't quite do it like that. I was going to talk about air currents next, but I know you were practicing with that yesterday. The way that you hit me with the Marilyn Monroe under my towel this morning kind of spoke volumes, so thanks for that. Our ability with currents is really, really useful, and if we keep practicing, I don't know, I hope we can get good enough to figure out a way to help, you know? I walked over and sat on the bed. You sat beside me, and I laid my head on your shoulder. I pulled your hand into my lap and held it. I think I'm ready to tell you about Sadie. She was my pair before you. She was one of the first to be bonded when the verses broke through 10 years ago. I was actually her second pairing. The first one was a woman named Mel. And they were a pair for a long time, almost 9 years. You're probably realizing the timeline here. Mel was sick, and she died just a few weeks before Sadie found me. And Sadie was always better at reading Breach's intentions than I was. He dropped her into my apartment, and I remember it was a sticky August day, and I was just working on a new design for a prosthetic neural link. And she just came barreling in and ruined my turntable and flooded my bathroom with her little demonstration. But she knew right away why she was there. It was never a mystery to her. She had been bonded so long. So Sadie and Mel had grown to become a couple. And even though I never met Mel, I felt like I knew her through Sadie's stories. Anyway, Sadie and I had the bond, and even though we felt the attraction, it never grew. I think her heart always belonged to Mel. And that's okay. Sadie was a great friend while we were bonded. For 2 months, I stood and started pacing. See, pairs had been disappearing for a while when she found me. Sadie had been a detective, and she was searching for what or who exactly was behind it. She had called me one day in a panic, and she said one word, Oraleen. And then the line went dead. I never saw her again. Now that we know where those pairs ended up, I think I've got a pretty good idea of what happened to Sadie, too. Seems Grayson is capable of a lot more than I would have thought. His dominance is force. He can multiply outgoing forces and diminish incoming if he chooses. It makes it easy for him to cause destruction, and it's nearly impossible to hurt him. As for Oraleen is hard to describe. So you remember the huge creatures in Breach when we first went there? So that's a Tomba. Oraleen lives on the back of one of them, deep in a kind of forest of sorts. She's a part of Breach, but also part of many other verses. She's connected to them. So I went to speak with her immediately after the call from Sadie. But she wouldn't talk to me. She just started shrieking. And I've tried a bunch of times, but it's always been the same thing. But right now, I can't really think of anything else, so maybe we should try again. Maybe she'll speak with you. Maybe she just hates me. You're a lot more likable than I am. Are you ready to go now? Okay, let me just finish my pizza. Okay, geez, I'll bring it with. Breach, we need to go see Oraleen. Will you get us there? Yeah, I know she weirds you out, but she might be able to help. I took your hand and pulled you to standing. Okay, let's go. And there's that feeling. Wow. Yeah, touch your hand to my chest. You feel my heartbeat? Let me touch your chest, too. You feel them sinking up? I touched my forehead to yours and closed my eyes. Emotions and thoughts passed between us without the need for words. But I'm an insufferable talker. I feel your worries. You've been hiding it really well. I feel so close to my own, almost identical. But I feel like I've been wearing mine on my sleeve. You can talk to me about these things, you know? Don't keep them all bottled up. I told you, I will be here for you. We're in this together. A new emotion passed between us. Oh, and yeah, I feel the same way about you too. I guess I didn't want to freak you out and say anything. It's kind of crazy how quickly that happens, isn't it? I pulled you into a tight embrace, our naked bodies detecting every sensation of the other. I ran my fingers up and down your back, sending shivers through us both. I just really want to stay here and hold on to each other forever. I guess we could, couldn't we? Just lose ourselves in here, floating like this. Whoa, right, Orlean. Yeah, okay. Let's do it, Breach. Let's go. We dropped into Breach space and immediately entered freefall towards the back of Atomba. It was exhilarating. Those motes of life that had surrounded us the first time we came swirled around us joyfully. Hey, guys. I held out my hand and made a swirling motion as they spun in a vortex off the end of my fingers, illuminating my arms and face. These little ones are called sprigs, and they are really special. They ride on the currents of energy that run freely through the multiverse. And we can manipulate those currents, see? The sprigs spun around us and between us, illuminating us with a swirling, multicolored light show. The energy felt like electricity coursing through our skin everywhere on our body. The back of the Tombo was rapidly approaching. We directed the current of sprigs to shift us into a headfirst dive. We gripped each other's hands, laughing and soaring. The sprigs led us this way and that, in spirals and loops. We began to slow. The true size of this creature was made clear as our view became that of horizons stretching in every direction. As we got closer to the surface, its features became clearer. A mountainous terrain with huge peaks and deep valleys. Something akin to trees were growing out of the ground, though they appeared bulbous and fleshy. Other sorts of life could be found scuttling about. It wasn't always clear what was flora and what was fauna. It all had that soft appearance, like the skin of a peach. We reoriented ourselves to feet down as we made our final slow descent to the surface. Our uncovered feet touched down, feeling the smooth, plush ground. A faint glow was flowing across the ground in what looked like intermingling rivers just beneath the surface. I paused for a minute to look at the smile and the wonder on your face. I had almost forgotten to wonder. I looked around for a moment with you, and your smile spread to my face too. Hey, come on, this way. I started walking the way I had so many other times. Something felt different this time. That gave me hope. At the top of that hill is where we'll find her, and I really hope she's in the mood to talk. The sprigs streamed around and ahead of us, showing the way. When we reached the top of the hill, we found them swarming above this circular slab of some sort of black rock with gleaming flecks throughout. Almost immediately, Orlean appeared. She rose out of the rock as though she were made of it. Her feet remained connected to the ground with every step she took towards us. pattern of rock moved across her body as though she were walking under a sheet, allowing it to flow around her. She had mimicked your form. She stepped up to us right at the edge of the slab.
No longer unbound?
No longer. That's why you wouldn't speak with me before?
Unbound is too close to chaos. It harms me, makes my thoughts hurt.
Oh, I am really sorry about that. I didn't know. Will you accept my apology?
What happened to First Bond?
My first bond? You mean Sadie?
No, the first bond, ever. Breach was first, he figured it all out. You're so smart, Breach. I like being here. First bonded. They were so nice. Oh, you're pretty nice too.
Wait, Sadie and Mel were the first to bond a universe? Like at all?
Yep, he taught the others too.
But why?
Oh, only way to stabilize. Part of him here, part of him there. Balance.
Okay, I think I understand. Hey, Orlene, we wanted to ask for your help in freeing some captive people in our world. Do you know who I mean? Can you feel them?
I do feel them. They're kept in between. The place where you were before here. No pain, but some are losing their thinking. Won't be long now. The merge is starting.
You asked what would happen if the merge completed. The sprigs swirled around you when you spoke, then back to Orlene for her response.
They'll be gone. Both. All. Verse 2, just chaos left. Bye-bye. Everything is so fragile since the death. So breakable.
What do you mean? What is the death?
Your world's mind. Poof, gone, dead. Bye. That's the cause of this whole mess. Suddenly, mind is gone, leaves a hole, and other verses get pulled up real close. So tight they break through a little, in lots of places. You came in through one today.
Our world had a mind?
Yes, a beautiful mind. Not anymore, though. Bye. What happened? No one knows. We miss her.
Hey, what about the man that's keeping the pairs captive? Can you see him too?
Only what the sprigs have seen. Too close to chaos for me to see that one. Chaos verse, just one, not enough.
Wait, you can't see into his verse? Because of chaos? Is that because he's a solo?
Yep. His verse is all chaos inside. No life, no sprigs to see. But the sprigs can see him in the other verses. He's not welcome there. It hurts. He's stealing them. They don't like it. Make it stop.
The swirling sprigs spun around her, agitated, making the gleaming particles in her rocky form flicker. Oh, Orlene, are you okay? He's stealing sprigs. But do you know why?
The sprigs don't like it. They leave and they disappear. They aren't supposed to disappear, but they do. Out the hole he poked and poof, gone, dead. Bye-bye. I miss you. Things are changing. You felt it. He takes too much, all for himself. Everything is all leaky now. Chaos is getting all over everything. Filthy.
Well, can you tell us what we can do? Like, how can we fix this?
Plug the holes. How? How? Not sure. Can't talk to Spriggs. Gone. Dead. The broken pair will help. Strong. So strong. Miss her too. Remember. She will meet you. She will help. Oops. I kept you too long. I gotta go. Everything's changing. Gotta go. Bye. So nice to see you. Bye.
Whoa. Wait. In an instant, Orlene melted back into the stone slab. Damn it! The broken pair? Who's that? I wonder what... We were back in the hotel. Dizzy. What the hell, Breach? We weren't ready.
You're right on time.
Jesus! Cass, what the hell? We spun to see Cass sitting on the bed, leaning back, legs crossed.
Something's been happening since you've been gone. You were in there for almost 2 weeks, you know. Orlene told us she held you for longer than she meant to.
Oh, you know Orlene too?
Orlene won't speak to me. I freak her out.
What's been happening? 2 weeks? Breach, what happened?
What did Breach just say?
He says the membrane is getting unstable. He can feel himself leaking through more and more. It's getting hard for him to pinpoint specific moments in time.
I'm not surprised. Whatever Metalla is doing in there is causing the dominances of the captured pairs to leak out unchecked, and they're wreaking havoc around the area.
Cass pulled out a map and rolled it out on the bed. There were several circles drawn in different colors.
The red circle is how far the gravitational dominance has leaked. It hasn't caused too much damage. Yet. The effect is too small. But the yellow circle is friction. Much bigger. See? The city had the blocks sectioned off after too many cars lost control and skidded off the road. Time is short, and we've had to accelerate the schedule. It's time for you to meet the others. We have a plan, but we need your help for it to work.
I squeezed your hand. You nodded at me. Okay, Cass. What do we do? There was so much to process, but our resolve was strengthening. I could feel it in your grip. Whatever Grace and Metalla was trying to accomplish, we weren't going to let it happen, no matter the cost.